do the sermon at the beginning or at the end? And I said, well, just pick one so I can decide if I should be really nervous now or really nervous in about 30 minutes. And I guess we've settled on the latter. So, all right, tonight we're going to look at passionate faith that leads to good works. Now, first, you know, tonight we'll look at the current affairs of the world. I know when I got home, looked at the television, it was immediately negative, negative. COVID this, negative thing over here. Just, like, my God, I just got home. And it's just all negative. But it's not just COVID, but there's a lot of darkness in the world. But sometimes, you know, it looks like darkness is winning. Well, oftentimes, it looks like the good languish in talks of the good old days. But I like to argue that the best days are ahead of us as long as we pack a little extra oil to light our fire. First, we'll look at Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. This is the parable of the 10 virgins. Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. I'm reading from the New American Standard. It says, then the kingdom of heaven will be comparable to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were prudent. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the prudent took oil in flasks along with their lamps. Now while the bridegroom was delaying, they all got drowsy and began to sleep. But at midnight there was a shout, behold, the bridegroom come out to meet him. Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the prudent, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the prudent answered, no, there will not be enough for us and you too. Go instead to the dealers and buy some for yourselves. And while they were going away to make the purchase, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut. Later, the other virgins also came, saying, Lord, Lord, open up for us. But he answered, truly, I say to you, I do not know you. Be on the alert then, for you do not know the day nor the hour. Here we can see the scripture shows us 5 women that didn't bring enough oil and 5 that brought extra to make sure that their lamps stayed lit. The 5 women whose lamps were going out asked the others to cover them, to which they replied they didn't have enough for both groups' lamps to keep lit. The women with the lamps going out went to buy more oil, and when they came back, the groom had already come, and they missed him and were not allowed in. They did not come prepared. They were not disciplined. Although their lamps burned with passion like the others, their fires went out. Their lights went out. Next we'll look at Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16. That's Matthew 5, 14, 16. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Now this is, I know we don't usually have a lot of lamps today, fire lamps, oil. But it would be comparable to if somebody turned on the lights in here and immediately somebody started going around and trying to put tarps or something over them. We'd be like, what are you doing? Why'd you turn the lights on if you didn't want the lights to be on? It's the same concept here. Why would we light a lamp and then put it under a basket to hide it? But that's what a lot of Christians do today. They don't want their light to be too bright. They want their fire kept low or almost hidden from the public eye. They want to put it under that basket. You know, if we want the church to grow here in Fairview and around the world, we cannot do it with our lamp in low fire mode, low light mode. We have to let it shine as bright as we can everywhere we go. And Jesus tells us why in verse 16. It's not for us, but for Him. It says, "Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." So it's not about us, it's about Him. And I hope that, you know, when we look around here, look around the room here, Wednesday night to Sunday night, we see our Christian family, people that we can depend on, that will go not just that 1 mile with us, but those 2 miles with us. One quote I've liked for several years is from Success Magazine. It's a kind of a mock of what others have said in the past, but it says, "Evil always rushes in to fill the void created by the absence of good. The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good people to do nothing. And unfortunately, that is what too many good people choose to do. It is our lack of intense self-discipline activity that has allowed evil to flourish and good men to flounder. If life does not seem fair sometimes, we have no one to blame but ourselves." I'd like to argue again, as I started off, I think that the best days are ahead of us, not behind us. If we come together, work together with an intense and disciplined focus on doing good, not just here, but around the world. If you need prayers for strength or motivation tonight, prayers for forgiveness, or if you need to talk to one of the elders here about being baptized, we'll be here and as we stand together and sing.
Are you weary?